And number three, leadership. They must be leaders. They must be mature. They must be spiritual. But they also must be leaders. Because you see, the church, it is essential that the church have strong biblical leadership. Or it's kind of the blind leading the blind, if you think about it. I got a story sent to me this week by way of email that I thought was perfect for this point. And it was about some passengers on an airplane, and when after they got seated, there were two men in captain's uniforms, pilot uniforms, who walked down the aisle of that plane, and they both were wearing dark glasses, and they were kind of both feeling their way through. One had a seeing eye dog, and another had a cane, and he was tapping the aisle so that he could feel his way through the plane. And they were obviously in the pilot's uniforms, and so the passengers became a little bit nervous. There was a little bit of that nervous giggle, and they looked at one another, and they assumed that this was probably kind of a practical joke that the pilots were playing to kind of set people at ease. But they went up into the cockpit, they shut the door, and then the engine started up. And so everybody's looking at each other, and they're extremely nervous, wondering what has just happened. And the plane begins to go down the runway, and there is a lake at the end of the runway. And they're getting increasingly closer to that lake, closer and closer. And finally, the cabin is filled with panic screams from the passengers when the plane lifts off and gracefully takes off into the air. There was a sigh of relief among the passengers, and they all retreated back into their magazines and listened to music and conversation. And finally, one of the blind pilots said to the other, "Bob, one of these days they're going to scream too late and we're all going to die." The church needs leadership. The church doesn't need to just listen to the thoughts, to the criticism, to the encouragement, to the voices of the church. And listen, our shepherds are not perfect men, but they really are trying to listen to your voices. And they really do try to hear what you're thinking and to listen to your opinions and to validate them as best they can. But they must also be leaders. And sometimes they have to make decisions that I don't agree with. In fact, they have made decisions I don't agree with. And I know they have made some decisions you don't agree with. But listen, if all they did was just to listen to the screams of the people, it's kind of the blind leading the blind. Sometimes they have to stand tall and erect and be leaders.